Facebook. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show. Or you can follow us on Twitter, @Good Day Show. Ken Kessler is in charge of monitoring all of that as we go through some of the news today, the conversation. It doesn't necessarily have to be news for it to be conversational, but in the case of this hour of the Good Day program, there are a lot of things going on in the world. People need sort of a spin, a fix, if you will, to know that things are A-OK. A few news nuggets here and there, and then your comments at 888-302-3684. Because Kenny's been gone for a couple of days, there are a lot of things to catch up on when it comes to those thoughts that you have that you share with us on either Facebook or Twitter. This morning, conversationally, Wednesday is, by the way, the 29th of May on Good Day. The folks in Syria are interested in the appearance of Senator McCain. John McCain went to Syria, paid a surprise visit on Monday, trying to support the rebels, apparently. And on the same day, the European Union voted to lift its embargo on arming Syrian rebels. The embargo, I think, had been in place since last summer. 112 people killed in the war in Syria yesterday. Interesting that our news media, Kenny, is now on to this. These kind of numbers have been pretty much the daily results of what Assad is doing to his own people, to the point, I think the last number I saw was estimating 240,000 Syrians have been killed in this civil war as Assad tries to hold on to his power. Some people don't even know. I would imagine even most people don't know who Assad is. They know there's a problem in Syria, and that's about it. After all, it's way over there, and we are over here. So why should we be involved in their well-being? And there's a question about that, whether United States by itself should once again step in. Is there a multilateral force that can go in and help the situation out? Certainly there are pros and cons of doing that. You listen to the people from Hezbollah, the Lebanese, they're over there trying to help. Well, they continue to stir the pot. And so there are these various bits and pieces of the story as they develop. This is not new. This has been going on for a couple of years. If you're just coming around to it, it's because we're pulling our troops out of Afghanistan, and we have no place else to send them, and the military-industrial complex is nervous because it will stop making money if we don't have some war to fight or get involved in. So here Vic Ratner from ABC talks to hosts Mike Violette and Ken Altshuler about McCain's trip to Syria and what people are saying, if you will, politically on either side.
This McCain trip was so secret that not even members of his family knew. He was going to be spirited across the border by Syrian rebel forces to meet with Syrian leaders.
How do you go about doing this, Vic, and not have the President of the United States know it, or did he?
No comment from the White House. We don't know whether the President was told. The State Department says it was informed, note the word, informed, not asked permission, not consulted, informed that he was doing it.
And, Vic, I'm assuming, I mean, a president can't really stop a United States senator from going to a country, but I would suspect that behind the scenes he can't be too pleased about it.
Absolutely. But don't forget, for months, John McCain has been publicly pushing the president hard to do more to help the Syrian rebels, to give them heavy weapons, to set up a no-fly zone so that they could set up a Syrian government in exile inside Syrian territory.
So after this kind of thing happens, Vic, could we expect the president to say something to McCain?
And would that be printable in a family radio station?
Okay.
And certainly not publicly. I mean, we wouldn't see the president going out in the Rose Garden chastising a United States senator for doing this.
Next week, John McCain will be back. The Congress will be back. We're going to hear a whole lot more about this. And something else. This comes at a time when the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has just approved a bill to require the U.S. to move arms to the Syrian rebels against the president's objections. So it's not just John McCain who wants to do more.
I was under the impression that most of the Congress was not real thrilled about going militarily going into Syria. Does it appear to be that the president's in step with Congress or out of step with Congress on this issue?
I think you're absolutely right. Most of Congress is very leery about getting American boots on the ground. But John McCain says you don't need to do that. John McCain says you can give the Syrians heavy weapons. They will do the fighting. The United States just has to be the supplier and the aider and the intelligence provider, that kind of thing.
Good for business, right? Good for business. Let's give them arms. Let's help them out so that the people who are making guns and ammo and weaponry in general will make some money. That's good for business. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. So, Ken, in terms of overviewing the various social media, what are people thinking about the various war efforts, the things since Memorial Day, because we've had a lot of focus on war and the outcroppings of war efforts. So what do we have shooting there, if you pardon the pun?
Well, one of the biggest things on Twitter is that Meghan McCain tweeted, and then it's been retweeted over 1,000 times by over 1,000 other people, nothing quite like finding out via Twitter that my father secretly snuck into Syria and met with rebel leaders.
I like her.
Yes, yes. A woman named Faye says, well, the timing is well suited to bump the Obama scandals from the news.
Mm-hmm.
And Jan says, here we go, stumbling right into a new world war with the help of the EU, of course.
Yeah. All right, so again, good for business, if you will. 888-302-3684 as we continue with the issues of the day, the news of the day here in this Hour of the Good Day program.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day. And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to ProstateFormula.com. That's ProstateFormula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. A senior Israeli defense official says that Israel will take action should Russia send missiles to Syria's President Assad. The defense minister said in Israel said Russia's plans to ship sophisticated anti-aircraft weapons to Syria's embattled regime was a threat, could provoke Israel to launch an as-yet unspecified response. Russian deputy foreign minister defending the arms deal saying it would restrain the hotheads from escalating the conflict into an international war. The European Union, as I said, there's an arms embargo that's going to expire because they can't agree on what to do. Here's a little bit more on the story from the point of view of host Mike McConnell. He's got political analyst Paul Green on his program talking about the politics of the senator's trip. Senator McCain, remember, part of the focus on Syria has come to the top of the pile because McCain, without anybody basically knowing it, got into Syria and started nosing around.
John McCain went to Syria.
Well, more power to him. As someone who's been to Turkey, the only thing I made sure, I didn't go near any of the borders because they're surrounded by people who don't like them. I mean, it's just it's a country that they're like the, I said you're like the covered wagons in the old days and the Indians are circling you. And I said, thank God you have the Black Sea. That way they only could come by boat. But he crossed the border and,
Politically, the idea being what? Press the administration into arming rebels? What's
the
point?
You're playing, it's like Las Vegas. It's a crapshoot. I mean, from what I understand, and this is only for what I understand, McCain's position is unless we support these revolutionaries who are not Islamic fundamentalists, the Islamic fundamentalists are going to take over. And so what you have...
A lot of them are Islamic fundamentalists, yes.
He says the idea is that there's a group that are not, and that's the group we should be supporting. But when you mix religion with governance, the religious thing, that stays no matter what. And, governance means you win some, you lose some. In a religion, you can't lose anything because, in government, you become a dissenter, dissent, that stuff. In religion, you're a heretic, and you know what happens to them. So that's what he wants, and I think if the Obama administration wasn't under the stress of, shall we say, a few scandal things, Obama might be a little more involved with this. But I think he has to keep his cool on this one because too dangerous.
888-553. Oops, wait a minute, wrong phone number. 888-302-3684. It's amazing what gets ingrained into your cerebellum. Diplomatic impasse in Brussels, allowing the European Union's arms embargo to expire. That's why the Russians are ready to send in whatever they can send in. They want to make a few bucks, too, not just America. They want their piece of the action as well. But I want to know who is paying. Where's the money coming from to fund the rebels? The government's got all the money. Assad's got all the dough. So who's feeding the machine? How are the rebels paying for all of the... of the armaments that are being shipped over to them. Anybody have any ideas on that? I haven't seen anything that suggests. You hear these things. The United States wants to back the rebels. They'll send them over. So are we paying for it? Is the taxpayer paying for it?
No, I'm sure we are.
So how do we like that? The taxpayer, Mr. and Mrs. America, are paying for armaments to go to the Syrian rebels. Who's okay with that? 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Sheryl Crow and Team Blake performing her new single, Easy, because it's easy to perform your new single called Easy, is it not? Back to the issues here. Memorial Day weekend, the town of Beverly, Massachusetts, canceling plans for a Memorial Day parade. They had no problem putting on a parade though a couple of weeks ago for their hometown American Idol finalist. Here's the story from local host Michelle McPhee.
By no means are we trying to attack the singer Angie Miller, but I think this is emblematic of the entire problem with this country right now. When throngs of people crying, trembling, flooded the streets of Beverly for a homecoming parade for the American Idol contestant who came in third. Third! I mean, no offense, Angie Miller. I'm sure you're a nice girl and a great singer. I can't attest to that. I never watched the show. No idea who Angie Miller is. Then I thought, oh, I hope she's not one of the marathon bombing victims. That would make sense. Of course they should have a parade, because I would consider the people who were maimed and the three people who were killed, Crystal Campbell and Lindsay Liu and 8-year-old Martin Richard, those are casualties of war. That would make perfect sense to me. 978 writes in, Michelle, the fact that Beverly had a parade for Angie Miller and not for Memorial Day, a day for commemorating the ultimate sacrifice made by men and women for our freedom, is symptomatic of why Obama won re-election, 978 said. As a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, thank you, sir, or madam, and a Beverly resident, I'm disgusted. Well, the whole country should be disgusted, because let me just share this with you. You know, Beverly said, well, our elderly vets are just too old. So they can't walk in a parade. Okay, let me share the story from the Boston Globe. This is not long ago, folks. It's May 5th the story ran, so it was probably the weekend of May 3rd. It was this month. Angie Miller found out what it meant to be an American Idol in her hometown Saturday afternoon. Her first grade teacher, Fran Ridge, waved a photo of her 2001 class at Centerville Elementary School, standing in the top row, directly next to a large sign that said, Success, was Miller, the Beverly native, recently named as one of the top three contestants on Fox hit show American Idol. And success is what Miller has earned, the Globe writes, inspiring thousands of Beverly fans, young and old. I'm so excited and proud. I was trembling watching the TV. I always tell my kids to dream big. Dream big. So Miller, 19, and again, we're not disparaging her in any way. We're certainly not taking away from her success, and that's a big accomplishment, and she deserves recognition. Poor Angie Miller, though, is under attack because I think it's emblematic of the entire country. When you can line the streets for an American Idol contestant who came in third, but you cancel the parade for the veterans who serve our country. So it's absolutely appalling. But this is the part of the story that really, really made me crazy. So what Angie Miller did, she climbed in to a convertible Ford Mustang to parade down Cabot Street to Beverly High School. There she was presented with the key to the city by Mayor William F. Scanlon Jr. I'm sorry. If that doesn't make you want to throw up, I don't know what will.
Your voice. The IRS and other scandals coming up on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Most of you know I'm a huge fan of train travel, but here in the U.S., we haven't perfected the experience quite yet. Some say the best way to see Canada is by train. And starting this summer, the Rocky Mountaineer Luxury Train has a new coastal route beginning in Seattle and ending in the Canadian Rockies. The Danube Express has journeys from Budapest to Istanbul. Not only is it incredibly scenic, but your fare includes sightseeing as well as onboard meals and drinks. And while you can always get around India by train, this is a trip you definitely want to do in style. The train is called the Golden Chariot, and it travels through South India for 7 days, stopping at temples, wildlife preserves, and World Heritage sites. They've got the requisite sleeper cabins and upscale dining cars, but what makes it even cooler is there's a spa and a gym on board. Talk about the golden age of rail travel. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm earning rewards so we can save on fuel at Shell.
I thought you were buying shoes from Macy's online.
I am, but with the Fuel Rewards Network program, I can shop through fuelrewards.com and eat out at participating restaurants and earn fuel reward savings on it all.
So the more we buy, the more we earn?
Yes.
Oh, let me try.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing?
I am buying you a boatload of shoes.
What?
Yeah, look at all these shoes.
Oh, my God.
Want to pay less for fuel? Sign up free at fuelrewards.com.
And the shoes.
I don't need boat shoes.
Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see fuelrewards.com.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we're supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Of the day, trying to make it a good day, better day. Wednesday is upon us. Kent Kessler, Doug Steffen, in this hour of the Good Day program, overviewing the important stories of the day. Maybe you think some of them are the best. I was thinking sort of about the state of the so-called news media, the conversation media. It used to be that news was news. It used to be entertainment was entertainment. The new system of infotainment ignores stories like the March Against Monsanto. You didn't hear much about it any place except here. And the news media focuses on anything that includes sex, anything that has lies, anything attached to scandals. We all are interested in the IRS scandal and the Benghazi scandal and the scandal at HHS and this scandal, that scandal. Just we got scandals everywhere. Over the weekend, 2 million Americans took part in what was a worldwide protest against Monsanto and genetically modified food. There were demonstrations not only here, but in 400 other cities in 54 countries around the world. There was not a peep about the event in the big corporate media. Did you see anything, Kenny, about it?
No, I didn't see anything at all.
Did you even know it was going on?
I did, as the week was winding down last week, I knew that it was coming up on Saturday. Didn't hear anything about it on Saturday or the whole weekend long.
2 million protesters are not enough to risk upsetting what is one of the most powerful corporations on the planet. This is why it's so difficult to change this country. It's bad enough that many of our lawmakers are bought and paid for with big business cash, but the corporate control of the news media is now what is acceptable. But is it? No, it's not acceptable. Why news reporting ought to be a not-for-profit venture, part of the argument there, I don't agree with it, but I do think there are people who put that forth. And using this as an example, you'd say, you know what, this guy's right. The news reporting that has been done sucks on this, and so many other things as well. The media focuses on the stories they think will get the most viewers and avoid reporting on anything that can paint the corporations in a negative light because, after all, they're buying lots of sponsorship. Look at all the ads Monsanto has, Dow has. I don't have any advertising here. I'd be happy to have their advertising. News used to be news. The news system ignores these stories. And I am not happy about this. The March Against Monsanto organizers say we will continue until Monsanto complies with consumer demand. They're poisoning our children, poisoning our planet. If we don't act, who's going to? Whether we're against GMOs or wars in Afghanistan or taxation in our country, aren't we obligated to stand together? Look at these numbers. 2 million people in our country, and the news media doesn't do anything. Squat about it. Time for us to take our country back, is it not? How many people are upset or concerned? Are you concerned about what you're eating? 888-302-3684. That's a good one. That's a good Facebook or Twitter, I think, selection, Kenny. How much did you hear about the Monsanto protest over the weekend? And if you didn't hear anything, why do you suppose you didn't? Or, you know, what's your interest in GMO food? I'll let you put it together. Speaking of food and related stories, last week we were talking a lot about the farmer in Loganville, Wisconsin. His name is Vernon Hershberger. Mr. Hershberger was found not guilty on three charges of selling raw milk without the proper licenses. The jury deliberated in the case against Mr. Hershberger at the courthouse till Saturday morning. They did find him guilty of violating a food holding order. That's not any big deal. What's a big deal is that this was a week-long trial charging this guy with selling, with three counts of selling raw milk to three different people. This is how my, back to corporate goo-goo gaga again. This is the big dairy conglomerates, mostly Suiza, the Suiza family, and a company called Dean Foods. They want to put all the raw milk people, because people are now around the country in the local war movement realizing how good raw milk is for you. The government and its lackeys kissing up to these contributors, because that's really what they are. this family donated $4 million or got people to cough up $4 million for the reelection of George Bush in 2006. This family in Texas. That's why they control the fluid milk supply, because the government did away with all the antitrust stuff, inquiries, as Suiza kept, Dean Foods kept buying up all the milk processing plants. So the chances are about 3-1 that the local fluid milk supply in your state, in your area, is controlled by this family. And they want to put all the small farmers out of business. That's how stupid they are, because where are they going to get their milk at the end of the day? But they don't want anybody selling milk against them, because raw milk has been proven time after time after time after time to be the healthiest form of food, perhaps, on the planet in many ways. These guys, you know, when people see the nutritional value, I'm, by admission, excuse me, most of you know, I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I sell raw milk on my dairy farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. You go to the website eastleyfarm.com, and you can see those around the country who want some inspiration. Hopefully I can provide it for you. But this is, I'm doing the same thing this guy did. I have a legal standing in the town and the state to sell my raw milk. I'm not violating any laws. This guy wasn't either. That's why he was found not guilty. But anyway, the week-long case brought people in from all around the country and makes the raw meal issue, and also, never mind milk, but the choice, the food choices. And that's back to the GMO thing with all the focus on Monsanto. It's the same thing. Monsanto is the same as Dean Foods. They don't want you to have a choice. They want a monopoly. They want to control everything. They don't want you. They don't care about your health. What they care about is how much money they can make for their stockholders. That's all they care about. So, anyway, I wonder, Kenny, how we phrase that or put that into the minds of people that are interested in having that conversation. Sure as heck is an important conversation to have. 888-302-3684. The Oklahoma tornado aftermath. The fact the president was there over the weekend, the cleaning up around Moore, Oklahoma. I think there was another tornado near there. Wasn't there yesterday or the day before? Do I remember?
I know there was one, yeah. I think, yesterday in Kansas.
Yeah, right. Well, they're
nothing close to what Oklahoma saw last week.
Mm-mm. Here's radio host John Shumway talking to Julie Hodgkinson from the Church of the Harvest about ways you can help those who have been affected by last week's tornado.
You know, a week out, and as we get further and further and further down the road, you know, as the stories tend to fade from the headlines, people start to forget. But this is a need and a problem that's going to be going on out there. Would it be fair to say for months and maybe even years?
Yes, we're actually setting up to be serve more headquarters for about 2 years. That's what they're telling us is the expected time to rebuild this community.
Now, when you're talking about people whose homes were completely leveled and there's nothing there, do all these people have relatives that they're staying with, or what arrangements are being made for them in the short term?
Well, many do have places that they can go to and stay, but then there are still a lot that have been displaced. There are a lot of housing and dormitories that have opened up, and now as they're sort of, you know, a week later, they're sort of getting themselves together and getting into organizations that can kind of help them financially to start setting up to get into, you know, a little more permanent place, like an apartment or a hotel or something, that they can kind of be there to start kind of picking up the pieces of what's going on.
I'm sure that the psychological impact of this is something that will have to be dealt with long term, but right now you all are dealing with the more immediate physical needs of getting people what they need. Are there a lot of homes in Moore that were not completely destroyed that are salvageable and people are trying to put those back together?
Yes, I would say, you know, there are a lot that, you know, the house isn't totaled out. But they still, you know, have every window might have been shot out, and there's water damage on the entire property. And so they're kind of, you know, picking up the piece, having to go in there and pack things up and see what they can, you know, keep. So there's a lot of that as well.
As always happens when we have this kind of a conversation, people tend to be inspired and say, okay, I want to help. But that doesn't mean go down in the basement and dig out your coats and your blankets and those kind of things, right?
Right. You know, we've been just, you know, kind of overwhelmed with clothing and some items like that, that although they may be needed, they're not needed as much as we are getting and the supplies we are getting. And that kind of overwhelms our volunteer workers and our facilities with this. So, but yes, I wouldn't say that. And we're kind of switching gears right now in what we need. And the needs are kind of moving more toward construction needs and cleanup needs rather than the immediate need.
When you're talking about construction needs, I mean, what kind of things are we talking about that you actually need right now?
Right now, one of the biggest needs is plastic bins and totes that kind of have a lid on top of them,
mm-hmm.
because people are going through their belongings and out in their, you know, house or what's left of their house and trying to collect what they can. And it's real important that it have a lid, because sometimes they're doing this in the rain. And so they have to, you know, put that lid on there and make sure they're protecting whatever they can salvage. There's also a big need for tools such as rakes, saws, shovels, work gloves, even hammers and nails and tarps, so that they can maybe tarp off areas of their house that they don't want the rain to hit. Because, as you know, we've had more storms come in the area. And so, a lot of it has to be done in some inclement weather.
Inclement, if you will. All right, so I'm just teasing. The tornado season is upon us. That's what happens, hello, in the springtime in certain parts of our country. It's not global warming necessarily. Maybe that adds a little bit to it, but that's what you look back at the history of weather, and that's been, 1888, Kenny. Wasn't that the first time there was weather record? There's some 1884, something like that. Records were started. So between that time and this time, there have been lots of tornadoes, lots of hurricanes, lots of bad weather, lots of floods, lots of storms. And you know what? If you look back at the record, you'll find droughts, too, that there are many things in the bell curve that sort of go up and down and don't indicate these are any worse than other circumstances that have existed over the course of the last 145 years. But is it serious? Yeah. The news media makes a big deal out of it. Once again, the news media is your enemy. Keep that in mind as we continue here on Good Day at 14 before the hour.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. With so many credit card reward programs available, it can be challenging to decide which card is best for you. A recent survey by Bank of America shows that 28% of consumers carry four or more credit cards. One way to avoid carrying too many cards is choosing the right card for your lifestyle. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
To get the most out of your credit card rewards program, make sure you choose a card that matches your spending habits. If you use your credit card mostly for everyday purchases like gas and groceries, I recommend a cashback rewards card that offers more rewards for those types of purchases. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card offers cash rewards everywhere, every time. You'll automatically earn 1% cashback on every purchase, and for the first $1,500 in combined purchases every quarter, you earn 2% on groceries and 3% on gas.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn.
When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
The next Stephen Good Day program dedicated to conversation, things that are important, that would be on the public, I guess, the focal point, the public page. U.S. Navy, according to a story posted today at DougStephan.com and also on our Facebook page, Navy is looking into 3D printers as a possible way to manufacture drones and weapons, allowing the Navy and other people in the armed forces to save time during battle by rearming wherever they are rather than going back to port. So they'd have 3D printers to make weaponry. And what's the comment so far? Where we have a thread going on that, Kenny, do we not?
Yes, Jay says, see if that thing can print up a workable budget. Sooner or later, we have to pay off our credit card.
Yeah,
that'd be an interesting use for one of those 3D printers.
Right, making a credit card.
Yeah.
There's an idea whose time may have come. 888-302-3684. Comments there or on Facebook.com/Good Day or at Twitter on Good Day or at Good Day.
Yeah.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 and change at the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with an eye to what's going on. Rochelle, good Doug. Michelle Bachmann says she's done. She doesn't want to run anymore. No more representative. She ran, you know, for presidential nomination. Didn't do too well. Didn't sound too smart. She said, my decision was not influenced by any concerns about my being reelected. They all say that. Anyway, is it important? How does it impact you? Probably doesn't at all. At any rate, this is something that is impacting us, although I'm beginning to think, as I said earlier on, this kind of stuff has been too much at the forefront of discussion, and the real things that are going on that affect you are not. I don't know how you think the IRS scandal and some of the other things going on in the White House affect you. You just like it that Obama's got problems, some of you. And so that's why there's a lot of conversation about it. And during this hour of the Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I have this overview, as Kenny monitors a lot of the talk radio programs, so that we can sort of, in our mind, figure out what we want to discuss as well here and keep ourselves up to date so that you know what's going on and listen to different sources. For example, here's host Charlie Sykes with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about the status of the investigation at the IRS.
What are the latest developments in your mind? What are the prospects of actually getting a special prosecutor for the IRS?
I think eventually that's probably where we're going to go. I'm not sure I want to call one right away.
Mm-hmm.
I want to actually get to the bottom of this as much as we can through congressional hearings. Of course, those will have to happen in the House. I don't think there's a whole lot of inquisitiveness on the part of Democratic senators because, what, seven senators sent a letter to the IRS asking them to target these groups as well. Well, they probably wouldn't say target them, but certainly look into those groups. So I really do believe that it is the function of Congress to provide oversight and get to the bottom of this ourselves. I certainly don't want to spoil any prosecutions where illegal activity might have occurred, but I'm afraid if we appoint a special prosecutor now, that just kind of shuts this thing down in terms of public scrutiny and information getting out to the American public. for 6 months to a year, and I don't think we want to do that.
Because we need to get on top of them. Yeah, because once you appoint that special prosecutor, then anything that Congress does might be perceived as interfering or undermining that investigation. So essentially, you would shut down the public part of the investigation.
Right. So I believe Congress can really get to an awful lot of this information. We can certainly subpoena witnesses, and I think we can do that without harming any potential prosecutions.
Is there anyone on Capitol Hill who still believes that this was just a matter of rogue employees, lower-level rogue employees in the Cincinnati office that on their own decided to target Tea Party and conservative organizations?
Well, there may be people on the other side of the aisle. I don't think anybody on our side of the aisle, unless, you know, Charlie, a rogue bureaucrat, that's an oxymoron. I don't think that exists. So you know, there may not be a smoking gun memo from the President of the United States or somebody exactly in his inner circle directing the IRS to do this, but let's face it, this president, this vice president, members of his administration were pretty outspoken about what they thought about the Tea Party, what Vice President Biden called them terrorists. Certainly President Obama voiced repeatedly his thoughts that he thought these guys were potentially engaging in illegal activities. So I think certainly those union employees in the IRS, and let's face it, a high percentage of IRS employees do belong to the National Treasury Employers Union that aren't exactly on the Tea Party side there. I think they gave, 94% of their PAC donations went to Democrats. So they didn't need a whole lot of prodding, a whole lot of direction from this administration just to start targeting these groups.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, a newborn baby boy pulled from a sewer pipe in a Chinese apartment complex. How many people have seen the shocking pictures of this? The mother of the newborn who was trapped in the pipe. This is a stunning ordeal if you've seen some of the video. The mother had raised the alarm. She was actually present for the two-hour rescue, but did not admit to giving birth until confronted by police. Can you imagine the baby jammed into a sewer pipe? Crews could see the baby's head inside the toilet, but couldn't reach that far down into the 4-inch pipe. So they had to cut the pipe from the floor below and bring the section containing the baby to the hospital. What the hell is the matter with people? The only crazies are not apparently here in our country. Huh? Donations are pouring in to pay for the health and well-being of the baby. The mother tried to flush him down the toilet. Good God. 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.